Welcome everybody, Shir number 1428. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dali from Rav Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Lefor Shleim Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'chol. Okay, so a famous Shaila comes up. A shul wants to roll the Sefer Torah. Especially it comes up when you have like a 3-day Yom Tov, or even if it's Shabbos, 1-day Yom Tov to another, or Shabbos to an rolling for Shabbos to Yom Tov, and the next day is Yom Tov, and so on. And obviously, they'll be laning in different parts of the Sefer Torah. So we want to just lane, we want to roll it. You know, while we have it out, we're going to roll the Sefer Torah. Or possibly, so if you're rolling it, let's say for Mincha, Shacharis, Shabbos, right? So for Mincha, so then that's no problem. That's for Shabbos. Right? Anything you're doing in general, Shabbos for Shabbos is fine. But over here, I'll roll it for Sunday, let's say. Sunday's Rosh Chodesh, right? So I'll roll it on Shabbos. I have time now. I'll roll it for Sunday morning, which is Rosh Chodesh. I have to roll it to a different place. So that, Lamaisa, make a long story short, is not allowed to be done. The Mishabura brings it down, actually, and the other place come also in Simen Tov Reish Samach Zayin, in Hilchas Sukkah, believe it or not. They're not going to get into the whole thing why it's over there, but it has to do with Yom Tov, whatever. But he says, V'chein is also l'chapes, Sefer Torah, Mishabbos l'Yom Tov, right? To start searching and rolling it to the right place from Shabbos to Yom Tov, or from Yom Tov to Shabbos, it's all the same thing, basically. He brings this down, by the way, Tofresh Samach Zayin, Sif Cotton Hay. So we have a place to look it up if we have to. He brings down, Dainu Lamed Asefer Torah, Parsha Sheyikru Ba B'Yom Tov, is also B'Shabbos Shehu Erev Yom Tov. So let's say Shabbos will be Erev Yom Tov, the same type of thing. But, so an interesting thing brings down the Dirshu from the Aruch HaShulchan, which we could understand, which we've spoken about in the past. If somebody's learning from the Vim Loimed, Yitoicha Sefer Torah, Kama Psukim, because of Aruch HaShulchan, Shezeh Nechshav Kelimud B'Sefer, Veinu Nechshav Hachana. That would be fine, that would not be considered Hachana. Okay, so just to read from the Aruch HaShulchan real quickly in the Simen Tov Reish Samach Zayin, the reason why there's a lot of there's some hachan over there, which we're not going to get into right now. It's not so negel meister right now. He talks about in reference to taking stuff in from the sukkah for Shmini Atzeres. Okay, for Simchas Torah, we're not going to get into that right now. But be it as it may, so he does bring down again the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishabura others also bring down a Tov Reish Samach Zayin. So they Agavurcha, they bring down, there's a Maril. It's actually from the Maril that says that you're not supposed to start, you know, looking rolling the Sefer Torah, searching, whatever the case is, for Yom Tov, for whatever, you know, one day to another. Okay, so be it as it may, so just to read what he says, nearly, he says, this is Aruch HaShulchan talking, Tafrei Samach Zayin Sif Beis, the Im Oimer Shom Eze Pesukim, but Torah, Habi Kelimud L'Shaiti V'Loi Mikri Achana. Says, you read a couple of Pesukim in the Torah, and then you're good to go, right? You roll it to a certain place, let's say. You roll it to the parasha you need, and over there, read a couple of psukim, you know, it's, like this, then that's considered kalimah b'lashaita. You need it, you're learning now, v'lay mikrei hachana. So brings down the Aruch HaShulchan. So it's a good, important point, to keep in mind. But just down like this, just to roll, the Sefer Torah to where you need it, and it's not for Shabbos, not for Yom Tov, whatever the case might be, that is not allowed to be done. Just a few quick odds and ends over here. Brings down the Sefer Lamentes Malachas. He brings that Allah also that we just spoke about. But he brings on page 114, wiping down a table. Let's say it's right before Shabbos. It's a case in time, a table somebody's not going to need. So you want to just wipe it down. It's dirty in a way that's allowed to be wiped down. Let's say. So he brings down wiping down a table, tabletop clean before the end of Shabbos. If the Shalosh Seudos, when the table will no longer be needed, would be Hachana. Like we said in the past, if it's somebody, you need the table, or there's still quite a bit of time till the end of Shabbos, right? You don't want to just sit there with a mess. Or somebody, definitely, if they need the table, I have to put down my sperm there, whatever. So, of course, there's no question about that. You wipe it down in a way that's allowed to be wiped down on Shabbos. We're not talking about squeezing paper towels and stuff like that. You give it a wipe off, whatever. But if it's Taka, case in time, where it's right before Shabbos, so then, yeah. So then one has to be careful not to do it if it's not needed. Again, I do want to stress the point that we did talk about quite a number of times. Many of these shilas taka depend on how close to the end of Shabbos it actually is. You know, do you have still a lot of time to go whereby we'll need it? Or is it like, you know, Mamish right before, then you're running into a problem? Okay, and of course the same thing like we discussed in the past, in general, cleaning up the Shalosh Sudas table. Again, if you need it, you need it. So you need a table, you need a table, or there's time left. You don't want to sit with all the dirt. But, if it's very close to the end of Shabbos, or in case the time person doesn't need, so then, of course, one has to be careful not to, start cleaning it up and getting ready for after Shabbos. Okay, so another thing which we really didn't talk about too much, let's say frozen items, right? People have frozen items, and they want, especially when it comes to Yom Tov, people want to take out, you have Shabbos and is ending and starting Yom Tov and then these type of things. You want to take out the fish, meat, chal, or whatever. One has to be careful. Brings down the sages to read from Sefer Lama Tes Melacha. So all these type of things. Or let's say you want for tonight, right? I'm making lava malkus. I want to take out whatever. I want to take out the milk. It's frozen or this. We're not getting into if it's muksa, not muksa, the frozen meat. That's not the issue right now. But taking out just frozen items. You want to let it thaw out. So you want to take it out on Shabbos and start having it get prepared for after Shabbos. One has to be very careful not to do that. In general, that is a regular standard case of hachana. He brings down, however, one must, it's just a read from the Sefer Lama Tes Melachos on page 117, a general standard halacha, one may not remove frozen food from the freezer to enable it to thaw out to be ready for after Shabbos, malava malka, whatever person is might be making. He goes further to say again on page 117, this situation is typical for when Yom Tov follows Shabbos, right? Sometimes, many times, Yom Tov comes after Shabbos, or even the first day of Yom Tov for you want to take out for the getting ready for the second day, right, and so on. The hostess may wish to remove frozen challah, fish, meat, or whatever the case is from the freezer before the end of Shabbos because in preparation for Yom Tov, the Yom Tov meal, right? However, she must wait, the balabustam, anybody must wait approximately 72 minutes after Shkia before doing so. I mean, in general, everybody has their own zman, but if you hold 72, then you have to wait 72 minutes after Shkia before starting to take out all the frozen items and getting it ready for Yom Tov. Okay, these are all just very standard things, but these are things to keep in mind which come up on a constant basis. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Baruch, Kol Tov.